The Environmental Protection Agency has taken over a block in the Green Lake area, and it plans to stay there into next week. The agency is cleaning out a huge cache of hazardous chemicals from a craftsman home near 65th Street and I-5. Fire crews responding to a 911 call at the house noticed the chemicals. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
On this crowded residential street, workers in white suits are set up under tents. They're surrounded by bottles with strange liquids and powders. Zabrina Jenkins lives nearby and was stopped by workers while walking her dog.
Didn't know if it was a movie that was being filmed or what, but now that I have this information, I certainly am glad that everyone here doing this work.
The EPA says several of the chemicals found create a fire risk to the house and the neighborhood, and crews are finding a lot more containers than they expected. Jeffrey Roden is with the agency's emergency response unit.
Hundreds, if not possibly 1,000 containers of the reused glass jugs, juice bottles, and other types of what would have been food storage jars in the past.
This is the home of an elderly brother and sister. The brother has a background in research chemistry, and the EPA has moved the brother and the sister to a hotel. Jeffrey Roden says there are dozens of types of chemicals, but many are too old now to be a real threat.
He just seemed to be maybe get over-involved in collecting and stockpiling all these chemicals.
Crews have started with the chemicals stored outside the old craftsman. Then they'll get to work on the house. Cleanup is expected to cost over $100,000. The EPA says it doesn't usually make people pay. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.